Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we want to talk about how to get $1 million dropshipping business. And I think the math is easier than you would imagine it to be. It's actually not that hard to have a seven-figure business when you're high-ticket dropshipping.
When you're high-ticket dropshipping, I think that's the key term in that phrase. And look, I mean, a lot of people are listening to this wondering what's possible, wondering how do I get there. I mean, the $1 million number for some reason is a number I think that sticks like culturally within our heads. You know, you growing up and being a millionaire. Isn't that amazing, man? Having $1 million in revenue store doesn't mean you're a millionaire, but it's a big number. It's a number that
means you're a millionaire on TikTok.
It's a milestone I think a lot of people would like to hit with a store. Of course, you can go way beyond there.
Yeah.
Let's break it down. What do you got to do?
So for me, this spawned from really one of my favorite entrepreneurs, Ryan Daniel Moran. If you're in the e-commerce space, you probably heard of him. I've been fortunate enough to, you know, hang out with him on some random occasions, like a concierge doctor in Austin hangout. And then we met at VCon number one here in Minneapolis. And We've talked baseball at Traffic and Conversion Summit. And all of it accumulated to us, you know, randomly texting each other. I don't know if I can call him a friend yet, but I'd like to be your friend. Ryan, if you're watching, I want to be your friend, buddy. For our event, we worked out a deal with them to get some of their supplements. I'm a huge fan of Switch Supplements. It's switchsupplements.com. They helped us out with some On Switch and some Kill Switch, which I take On Switch every day. I also take Kill Switch most days because I don't want to lay in bed and think all night. So I don't know if you can pull it up there, switchsupplements.com. If you use the code DROPSHIP, I believe you can save 30% on your first order. So there you go. On Switch on the screen there. If you're watching on YouTube or on Spotify, you can see that. Switchsupplements.com. Use the code DROPSHIP. I'm a huge fan. I'd be shocked if you didn't like this stuff. Like, On Switch for me allows me to get into flow, which is honestly hard to do most days. But if I can get into flow for like 2 hours, I can get a lot done. And then Kill Switch, yeah. If I take it 30 minutes later, I'm going to sleep, which, you know, some nights I can lay there and think about who knows what or watch 100 episodes of The Wire Files before I fall asleep. And so, yeah, shout out to Ryan Moran. He has a book, right? He has a book that's called 12 Months to 1 Million. And in there, he repeats something, which he often repeats, which is if you have 3 to 5 products at an average price point of $30 per unit, each selling 25 to 30 units per day, then you have $1 million business. That's the thesis of what he does at capitalism.com. And so I kind of wanted to talk about how that relates to drop shipping. And so you could probably use those numbers if you're doing what we don't recommend, which is AliExpress drop shipping. You can use that $30 price point and say, maybe if I found 3 to 5 winning products, 25 to 30 sales a day, et cetera. But I think this gets really easy in high ticket dropshipping. So I sat down and did some math, and you're going to be a little over $1 million when I do this, but it's essentially if you have one product that is a $1,000 product, which is kind of where we tell you to start, right? $800 and above. If you have one product that is $1,000 and you make 3 sales per day, you have $1 million business.
Yeah. And it gets even better from there, though. I mean, $1,000, I mean, that classifies as high-ticket dropshipping, but it's not high-ticket. Like, it's not I don't think it's even average for high-ticket dropshippers. Like, if we look across our students and across people we know in this space, a lot of them are selling products that are regularly more than that. So I have a site where probably the average order value is around $3,000. Maybe even – it might even be higher than that, honestly. But at $3,000 per sale – you only have to sell one of those a day, right? Working on your maths. One sale a day and you've got $1 million a year business. I mean, that's wild. And I know you've been even higher than that on your average order values.
Yeah, we had a business that was, I want to say it was close to 8, but you know what? I'll just double your number and say 6,000. That's one sale every other day. And so 15 sales a month, let alone, like, we're not even talking about the fact that you can run this business on your own. 15 sales a day is something you can easily handle the customer service for, the order processing for, 15 sales a month, rather. That is a one-person business. A seven-figure one-person business is kind of wild to think about that, you know, breaking it down this way makes it seem attainable, I think.
Yeah, I mean, fulfilling one order in a lot of cases, not always, you might have a bit of customer service that goes along with it, but in a lot of cases, it'll take you like 10 minutes. maybe even less in some cases. You know, you go onto a supplier's website, place an order, put in the details, supplier's handling the shipping, off it goes, right? I mean, how simple is that? And so I think thinking about those numbers, you know, like a lot of people think when they're going into e-commerce, you know, they're going to have to sell hundreds of products a day to make any money. And it seems like a really challenging thing. But, I mean, a sale every other day? Like, I'm not going to say that it's easy because it's still business. Business is never easy. But I, to me, that just automatically feels like a much less daunting, you know, process to go through. And, you know, to take that out further, like, I mean, people say, oh, $1 million a year in revenue, that's great. What am I actually going to make off that? And literally, I mean, you're probably average if off that. Let's say after all your costs, advertising, fulfillment costs, shipping costs, if you're doing free shipping, for example, you know, you're going to have some subscriptions like Shopify and your phone number and all of these sort of things. You don't need a big team to get to that number. You could, like you said, you could do that yourself. I know people who have gone way past $1 million by themselves, no VAs, no nothing. You know, like 15% of that you're going to put in your pocket. So that's $150,000, right? You could well do better than that at $1 million. I think if you get into much higher numbers, sometimes the margin comes down because you're at scale. But at $1 million, you could be doing 20%. Some rare cases, you might even be higher, I think. And so, you know, $150,000 a year, that's going to replace pretty much anyone's income that's thinking about getting into this, you know, by making a sale every other day or every day, even one sale a day. I think that's pretty wild.
And it's not impossible by any means, right? We had students at the event who were like, I don't know what's happening at your event here, but I've done 30,000 in the last 2 days, right? So it's not like you need to, you know, you make that $3,000 sale Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday doesn't happen. And you're like, oh, I'm never going to have $1 million business because, you know, Friday you might make 6 sales, right? And Saturday you might make 2 sales. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you might make 0 sales. Like, you are running a business. It's all over the place. But if you average it out to one sale a day, 30 sales in a month at $3,000, this seems very attainable.
I think so. Yeah. And even at the live event, we now giving out awards to people who reach the $1 million mark. And we gave out quite a few of those from what was a fairly small group of people. So it's not like this is reaching that sort of number is something that just you and I have done and nobody else is doing. There's quite a few people that are hitting that mark. And I think, you know, from the people that were at that live event, you know, there's going to be in another 12 months, there's going to be plenty more that have passed through that.
Yeah, I think if you just read our Facebook comments or our potentially YouTube comments, if we start growing the YouTube audience, you would think we're the only ones that have done it. This doesn't work anymore, but it's simply not true. There's quite a few, and if you've listened to other episodes on this podcast, we've done good-ish, bad-ish episodes where people aren't even in there. There's no one in there with loads of opportunity and products much higher than this price point, which would mean even less sales.
Oh, yeah, some of those ones that nobody's in yet, which if nobody's jumped on those yet. If this podcast comes after some of those commercial ones we looked at, like those ones are easily, I can see those being past $1 million, yeah, like easily, real quick for somebody who gets in there and does the work and does all the things that we talk about doing. Like there's some really great opportunity in those ones.
And I've been fortunate enough to be part of a business where Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we did $1 million in a day. And so when I break this down, if I say $6,000 price point, that's 166 sales in a day. And honestly, on Black Friday, there's some people who would be like, you only did 166 sales on Black Friday. Like, if you've never been in business before and you've never done a Black Friday or a Cyber Monday, you're in for a treat. Cause it is the funnest time of year. It's wild. It's crazy. But man, is it fun to just, you know, I had my sound on that day on purpose. So I was just cha-ching, do something, cha-ching, yeah, do something. Yeah, yeah. It never gets annoying to hear that sound. But even 166 doesn't seem like that. But like, that's your total for the year, right?
Mm. Yeah.
I don't understand how anyone looks at low ticket dropshipping and then compares it to high ticket dropshipping and doesn't do this math and go, yeah, this is, there's a clear winner here on what you should choose.
Yeah. And just, I think it's because a lot of people just don't think about the logistics behind making and fulfilling an order and what that looks like at the scale that you need for low ticket dropshipping to make $1 million, right? Like the numbers you talked about, but then going beyond that, like, you know, you have to And some people are doing low ticket dropshipping with like $15 products or something like that. Like you can't do that yourself. If you're doing that yourself every day to get all of that fulfilled, let alone the customer service that goes along with some orders, right? All of that is just blown up way more with low ticket dropshipping. And people don't realize you've got to hire a team of people. Like, you know, I've worked with guys in the low ticket dropshipping space that were doing $1 million plus a month, so, you know, 8 figures a year in sales, they had like 25 people working with them. And even then it all fell apart on them, you know, because there were just so many problems, so many fires at once with customers getting cranky because their product was shit or it didn't turn up or something or another. They just couldn't stay on top of it. And it was just a mess. And like there are tons of companies out there that sell their own product and it's cheaper and all that sort of thing. I think that's a different proposition, right? Because you are the supplier. You're in charge of the whole logistics chain. But when you're a dropshipper, you have those, you know, some of those downsides to dropshipping that come into it. You know, you're not in charge of the supplier. It's not your product. And so if any piece there breaks and you're fulfilling, you know, hundreds and hundreds of orders a day to make a big business, like there is going to be a lot of holes in that, which you don't have when you only have to sell 2 products a day, 3 products a day, 4 products a day, even 6 products a day, you know, at $3,000, that's still something you could do by yourself. Honestly, you could. At that point, I probably wouldn't recommend it because as a business owner, you've got other things to do, right? But we've had students and we helped them move past this during like, $3 million a year in sales who were still running the business 100% themselves. They were very busy and they weren't doing a lot of things because of that, but it was possible. They could have continued it on like that for some period of time.
I hope that doesn't scare you away from having a team either. Like
no.
The big business I was part of, there was 3 of us owners, right? 2 of them day-to-day active and myself kind of planning everything. One of them was answering the phone calls up until, I think we were on like a run rate of $2.5-3 million for the year. And then he pleaded with us, like, can we please hire now? And I was like, yeah, like you need it at that point, right? You need to step out and focus on bigger things. And that allowed us to scale to $11 million in a year. And at that point, I think we had 10 employees. And so I think you can run these by yourself. You could definitely get to 7 figures by yourself. But
yeah,
I'd encourage you to hire early, fire fast, but also, you know, hire early and build that team.
Yeah. And I'm the same. I always encourage people to hire earlier because, you know, the more you can get those mundane, repetitive day-to-day tasks off your plate, the sooner you can focus on, you know, things that only you as a business owner can do, whether that's building relationships within your market, all these sorts of things. And so absolutely don't be put off from that.
Well, thank you, Ryan Moran, for inspiring this idea. Thank you for sending OnSwitch and KillSwitch to our members at our live event. If you want to check this out, head to switchsupplements.com. Make sure you use the code DROPSHIP at checkout. Check out OnSwitch, check out KillSwitch, and then shoot us a message. Let us know how you like it. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Ryan, and I'm a big fan of high-ticket dropshipping.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode 1. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.